Welcome back to Just One Question. And this is particularly exciting for me, this episode, because I've been thinking about getting this gentleman on the, and I use the term advisedly, on the show for a long time. John Israel is affectionately known as Mr. Thank You because of a project he started writing 5 thank you notes, if I remember correctly, every single day for a year, and all the results that brought. And I just wanted to follow up with him and see how he was doing currently. He is also, I should say, a keynote speaker and a business consultant, and just a great guy to know. Please welcome John Israel. John, enter and sign in, please. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Nick, it's always a pleasure when we get to have a conversation.
Awesome. Thanks. So I realized we were talking beforehand, and you didn't tell me what you want to talk about. We went with several options, or we talked about several options, and one of them is, tell us about what it's like to have achieved the holy grail of what for many members of our audience is so difficult to achieve, which is to get a media splash and a lot of social media online commentary and support, as you did for your Mr. Thank You project. And now you've been living with it for quite a while. So what's the afterlife of a media splash like Mr. Thank You like, and where are you today?
Yeah, well, it's a great question because, you know, when I think about how the Mr. Thank You project started, so just to give you people a little bit of context, I started a company called Mr. Thank You back in about 2009, which was a strategic gifting firm. So we work with companies and organizations, and we set up a gifting strategy for them to love on and appreciate their most important relationships. So clients, team, and VIPs, those are the core. And so I was like a professional Santa Claus for several years. People would pay me to give away presents on their behalf. It was kind of a interesting gig. But just like any business, right? It is a business. So you've got lead generation, you've got lead conversion, you've got admin, you've got support, you've got fulfillment, you've got all these things. And ultimately, as the sole proprietor, I was overworked, overwhelmed, and so unhappy. I was ready to walk away from all of it. And there was kind of this fateful moment in my career where I came home one day doing what I normally do at the end of my workday, which is to complain about my day. And my wife interrupts me and says something I'll never forget. And she says, "John, if you can't appreciate what you have now, who's to say you'll be any happier when you finally get what you say you want?" And that was like the fateful statement that had me for the first time really reflect on my life and look at, why am I working so hard? What is the point? And so I hired a coach to work with me. And, you know, we really clarified, like, what are your values? Like, what do you care about, John? What's your why? And I didn't have a good one for my business. Really, our business was just to make as much money as possible. That was my why. Which that affects how we perform. That affects how we show up. That affects how we're going to talk to a client. So my mission, we changed it to elevating the level of gratitude on the planet. And that was something that I actually got very inspired by. But there's a quote that my coach told me at the time. And it's one of those quotes that when you hear it, you don't get to unhear it. But it's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And what he says is, "Excuse me, I cannot hear what you are saying because who you are speaks so loudly." And what's so great, what I love and simultaneously don't love about that quote is that it challenges us to be consistent with our word. It challenges us to not just say, "Hey, this is what I care about, this is what matters to me," but to actually prove it in our behavior. And so, you know, if you knew and talked to 100 people who knew John Israel back in, at this point, it was 2016, and asked, "Hey, what do you know about this guy?" you'd probably hear good things like he's successful, he's driven, but you wouldn't hear the word happy. You wouldn't hear the word appreciative, and you definitely would not hear the word grateful to describe me. So I'm framing all of this for the listeners to understand that I think what actually happened next was really the result of this moment, because my coach asked me, he said, John, it's not about what you say you care about, but it's what you show people you care about. It's how you walk. It's how you live. How can you live this value of elevating gratitude on the planet so that it's irrefutable that people believe, yes, that is what you care about? And so it kind of opened this idea of like, well, what's a project? I like commitments and projects. And so I committed for 1 year's time to, as you mentioned, hand write 5 thank you cards every day for 365 days in a row. But there were rules around this that made it really interesting and kind of made it, I think that kind of brought some uniqueness to it, which kind of made, helped the story spread a little bit, which was number one, every card had to be handwritten. So it couldn't be a text or an email. I could write every day, reset at 0. Okay. So I couldn't skip 3 days and then write 20 in a day. Cause if something's a habit, you do it every day. Right. Third was I could write a max of 3 cards for any one person. And that's cause I know myself and I would probably, you know, if I couldn't think of somebody, I'd write the 75th thank you card to my mother, which who knows, maybe she would have appreciated that. But I also realized if I kept writing them to the same people, they would lose their luster and their impact. So the final rule was about accountability, which was a commitment to donate $1,000 to charity for any and every day that I missed writing my 5 cards. Now, I know you're a story guy, right? And I think what I didn't realize until much later is that that little piece, it kind of created this cliffhanger and this energy of what's going to happen every day, because you've got to follow through. And that kind of started this whole process. And what was interesting, and this was the underlying theme, was to explore my capacity to experience and express gratitude. And in other ways to say that is learning how to be grateful, even when you don't feel like it. That in and of itself is so much harder than it sounds, because just because you commit for a year to be a more grateful human being and say thank you to as many people as possible every day doesn't mean life is easier for you. In fact, it brings a lot of challenges, because you don't get to hide. You don't get to just be pissed off and finish your day. Like that actually was one of the interesting challenges, was having a terrible day and then having to sit down and find 5 people to appreciate and making those cards authentic and real and heartfelt. And so what happened is, I think that idea, it just started to land on some people. And here's the wild thing, and I can't really explain this to you as far as why this worked, but you know, people just really appreciated that message. Like they appreciated, because I think in some way we all know we're not as grateful as we could be with what we have. Like everybody, even the most successful, highest level entrepreneurs, know that they've got a problem with being happy where they are. And so as the more that I, it started really just, I was in some coaching groups and masterminds, and I would just be on a panel and I would just share the story. I'm like, hey, here's what's happening so far with the project. And people just got inspired and motivated. And I started getting letters in the mail from total strangers who were starting their own thank you projects. And then I got reached out to by a women's blog called Pop Sugar, which I had never heard of, but they have millions of followers. And then that turned into, hey, we'd love to interview you for what do they call it? It was like a New Year's resolution article, like nothing fancy. But they did the interview. By the way, 2 months into the project, we're not like super deep.
Yeah.
She did the article. It lands on that newsreel of like, hey, we need some positive news, and you know, to
balance all the
bombings
stuff
and explosions. I'll never forget. It wound up on like a news radio for like iHeartRadio, and it was like, oh, we've got the author John Israel, Mr. Thank You, following the major explosions that are happening in the Middle East. And it was just this kind of ridiculous contrast. But what I saw is there's a hunger, there's a need for somebody who's going to stand up and say, hey, life doesn't need to be perfect for you to be happy. And here's how I did it. And it was so simple. It was duplicatable. And since launching it, literally thousands of people all over the world have started their own thank you projects. And it started to become this thing that, wow, we're actually fulfilling on that mission. We're elevating the level of gratitude on the planet, not because of my personal cards I'm writing, but because of all the other people we've inspired to start their own thank you projects, who've had their own transformations, served their marriages at a higher level, gotten more engaged with their children, their churches, whatever communities they care about. And we just started to see all these things impact. So since that, my quest has really become like, how do we multiply this impact? And the cool thing is seeing people literally go and give Mr. Thank You talks at their companies, at their schools, their kids' schools, coming in and teaching. I have a framework I teach about how to write a thank you card. And I got a picture tagged, it was tagged in on Facebook, about a parent who was in one of my keynotes who went to her kid's school and taught my framework on how to write a really good thank you card. And it was so neat to see. And I think that, kind of going to your questions, like, why did it work? I think that what's really valuable in having a message that spreads is it's got to be simple. It's got to be duplicatable. It's got to be something that I can leave today and go do something with and feel some type of transformation that you got. And it actually works. And what I love about it, it's like I literally feel like I stumbled upon this remarkable tool that is positively affecting people's lives and costs virtually nothing. So that's kind of how it's spread. And now, you and I, as obviously I consider you my coach now, but we've worked on, crafting this message to really be like, hey, what problem does this solve in the marketplace? Like, how can we bring this? It's not just like an inspiring story, but what real problems does this solve? And that's kind of been the fun nut that you and I have been working on trying to crack.
That's amazing. Yeah, in the world we live in now, with so much stress and loneliness and all the issues that the pandemic raised and ex or accelerated, it feels like the message is still entirely relevant today. And I love your point about the simplicity of it. It's people feel like they can take it on themselves and do that, as opposed to often, and I'm looking at the camera and talking to listeners out there who maybe have a great program and they've got 7 steps that if you take will ineffably lead to you becoming a business success or a personal success or something like that. This feels like one step. Write a thank you note. That's something I can do. I can take that on. Maybe I'll write a few more. Maybe I'll keep writing them, but it feels like something I can do. Whereas all too often our solutions are so complicated to meet complex situations, complex problems, complex issues, to be sure. But still, they're so complicated that it feels hard to take it on and implement it ourselves. Every time I think about you and Mr. Thank You, I get inspired once again. So thank you for being on Just One Question, and may there be lots of gratitude in your future.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick.